Let There Be Light. From Flashbangs and Frag Grenades. By Calchaxis. Read by Sam Gabriel. Based on League of Legends by Riot Games. Chapter 15. Dreams of Space. A field of stars blazed beyond the main viewport of the Morning Star as Jinx pushed the ship's engines for all they were worth. They were pushing the limits of sublight, and the engines registered a series of warning lights across her screen that she deftly flicked away before immediately demanding more output from them.
"Give me full burn!"
Jinx snapped over the intership comms. Sona's chiming tones from the ship's engine room, followed by a series of colorful texts.
"This is all you're getting. Any more and you're going to blow the ship a new asshole. Respectfully speaking."
Whatever,
Jinx mumbled. "Jinx, aim for the Castella Nebula. We can lose them in the vapor drifts," Yasuo said calmly as he made some course adjustments from the captain's chair. Jinx punched in the coordinates with a few creative twists of her own before confirming them, then looking back over her mechanical shoulder and saying,
"Sure, but, you know those are like methane vapor drifts, right? As in apocalyptically flammable fart clouds?"
"I'm aware."
"Okie dokie."
Regardless, the ship was already veering towards the nebula, and behind her, Yasuo was leaning in on the comms.
"Miss Sona, we're going to perform an FTL skip. Please, brace yourself."
"Prepped and ready, oh captain, my captain,"
Jinx said, flashing a grin over her shoulder. He gave a single nod, and Jinx punched in the final sequence, and instantly the space in the viewport warped violently forward before rapidly decelerating. Jinx clenched her jaw, fighting the vertigo of the motion shift, and she could hear Yasuo swallowing convulsively behind her as he did the same. Her aim had been perfect, though, as usual, and the skip had deposited them right at the edge of the Castellan.
"Okay, now to—"
In an explosive flash of light, the Demaxian cruiser Finalis Funcum erupted perfectly alongside their starboard bow, and Yasuo bellowed,
"Barriers!"
even as Jinx's jaw dropped in shock. The aura barriers leapt into place just in time to keep the Morning Star from being cored by a broadside, and the ship rocked violently as it absorbed the barrage. The pair of them barely held onto their seats, and Jinx was spitting every oath and curse she'd ever learned, and that was saying something, as she recalculated the approach trajectory on the fly.
"Jinx, what are you doing?"
Yasuo asked, his calm straining as he settled back into his seat while beside them the Funkeln's batteries were cycling up for another barrage.
"Improvising!"
Jinx cheered as she hit the last sequence. Under normal circumstances, a spaceborne vessel tends to move in linear directions, forward and backward. This is mostly due to the fact that such vessels are built lengthwise, so horizontal movements cause serious strain on the internal structure. With that said, every ship was fitted with various forms of corrective thrust in order to aid in maneuvering, although rarely were more than a few of those thrusters meant to be fired at any one time. They certainly weren't meant to be fired at 200% thrust on the port side, with the ventral thrust firing only along the starboard side. Yasuo pinned himself against his chair as Jinx cackled while the Morning Star heaved itself up and over the Demaxian cruiser. The next broadside fired through empty space where the Morning Star would have been had it continued making straight for the nebula like any normal or sane ship under assault from a battle-ready cruiser. Unfortunately for the Funkeln and her crew, Jinx was neither normal nor sane.
"Do a barrel roll!"
Jinx shrieked with laughter as the Morning Star spun sickeningly on its axis. Hundreds of structural integrity alarms blared to life across her screen, but she flicked those away just like she'd done with the engine alarms as she rolled out the port gun barrels, stuck her tongue out the side of her mouth, ignored the AI targeting assist, and, as the grounders said, eyeballed it. At the apex of its mad spiral around the Demaxian cruiser, Jinx unloaded a full broadside of their own straight down through the thin shielding of the Funkeln's dorsal spine. Aura barriers popped like a bubble of soap under the sustained assault, aimed perfectly to where there were no major or redundant defensive arrays to renew the barrier systems, and fully half of the shot struck home, opening the spine of the Finalis Funkeln to the void.
"Gotcha!"
Jinx crowed, pumping her fist as the Morning Star drifted to a halt on the opposite side of the Funcheln with the majority of its corrective thrusters melted to slag.
"We're venting ammo, Jinx," Yasuo said. "Any plans for that?"
Jinx turned to her console and hit a few buttons, slamming down dozens of emergency bulkheads, then looked back at her captain.
"That?
Excellent. Now we're cut off from about 80% of the ship and our engineer is isolated completely."
"Oops."
Yasuo sighed and massaged his temples, but before he could reply to that witty rejoinder, a green light popped up on his HUD. It was a hailing signal from the half-wrecked Demaxian cruiser. Jinx looked at the blinking light, then up at Yasuo, then back down at it and said,
"We gonna answer that?"
"I suppose we might as well,"
Yasuo replied and tapped the button. Jinx turned around as the main viewport was swallowed up by a comm screen showing a disheveled young blonde woman in the reds and whites of the Demaxian Imperial Navy. Blood was streaming down the whole left side of her face, and her blue eyes blazed furiously as behind her, what could only be the main operations deck was in chaos. Fully half the stations were on fire, and the crew were running between them trying to save as much as possible, but the woman who could only have been the commanding officer had eyes only for the crew of the Morning Star.
"What the fuck was that?"
she screamed.
"Wow, language,"
Jinx said, grinning and suddenly ecstatic, even if she couldn't say why.
"You okay there, Blondie? You,
she tapped the side of her face.
"Got a little something right there."
"When I get my hands on you, I'm going to strangle you with your stupid orange braid,"
she snarled.
"What kind of idiot, batshit, bumfuck, backwater void piloting was that? You nearly sheared your own ship in half."
"But I didn't,"
Jinx said smugly.
"Then your ship is fucked."
"The Funcheln is far from fucked, you harridan,"
the captain snarled. From behind her, someone shouted,
"Captain, we're venting atmo on decks 2 through 34. Over 60% crew casualties. Engines are in full shutdown. Weapons are offline."
There was dead silence between the two ships as the Demaxian captain went several awfully pretty shades of purple and red before blowing out a breath, straightening her uniform jacket and very politely saying,
"Pardon me."
The video feed cut, but the audio continued to transmit.
"Ensign Wilhelm, will you come here for a moment?" "Yes, right here. Thank you."
A moment later, the video feed resumed, with the captain looking somehow more unhinged than before and with a few extra blunt spatters.
"Sorry about that. Where were we?"
"Something about your ship not being fucked,"
Jinx said.
"Right, yes, well,"
she cleared her throat, then said,
"It seems our fucked status is slightly less than ideal. But I assure you, we'll be underway shortly, and soon thereafter, I'll be feeding you your own prosthetic."
Jinx snorted out a laugh.
"You'll have to catch us first, Blondie."
"That won't be difficult, considering our engines are also in shutdown, Jinx," Yasuo said coolly.
"Ha!"
The captain barked out a laugh of her own. From behind her, another slightly more tremulous voice said,
"Captain, we're...
The captain's face went glassy and strained. Then she turned slowly to fix what must have been a glare of catastrophic beauty on the ensign behind her, because he immediately blanched.
"Yes, Ensign Simons?"
came the captain's saccharine tones.
"Please don't shoot me, Mum."
"What is it now?"
she bit out.
"Life support systems are failing, Mum,"
he said quietly. Jinx felt her stomach drop at that, and something in the air of the ship beyond the view screen seemed to shift as the captain asked,
"Repairs?"
The ensign shook his head.
"There's nothing to repair, Mum. The enemy ship, they blew straight through the Vito Cycler." "Oh."
There was no fury in the captain's voice anymore, just a kind of hollowness. "How long?"
"At the rate we're venting, 12 hours.
The captain made a dismissive gesture at the ensign, who nodded and stepped away, and after a moment, she turned to look back at the view screen. There was something very broken in her eyes. Something that broke Jinx's heart, in fact. She looked pained. Not scared, not angry, just pained.
"It seems we will not be pursuing you,"
the captain said quietly. Well, once our weapons are online, we can core your main drive. It would be kinder than letting you suffocate, Yasuo offered.
I would appreciate that, thank you,
the captain replied. Then she looked to Jinx and added,
My compliments on your maneuver. I've never seen its like, and it was beautiful. Truly, you're a hell of a pilot.
This was wrong. The blonde captain was too beautiful to die. Way too pretty. And she especially couldn't die like that, just suffocating in a dead ship or else being blown to smithereens by a critical core hit? No. Something deep in Jinx's soul rebelled violently at the idea of that.
Wait,
Jinx said, stepping forward until she was practically nose to nose with the view screen.
That's not... I can fix it.
The captain scowled and stepped back.
What? Your life support, she repeated. I can fix it.
Jinx, what are you saying? Yasuo asked, his tone coloring faintly with something like anger. The Demaxians, they're trying to kill us.
And I will not betray my empire,
the captain said. Jinx shook her head.
What about your crew, huh? She snapped. Gonna just let him die? I can save him, and in return we'll take you hostage. How about that? Your life for theirs. Will it be, Toots?
The captain looked gutted. And she stared at Jinx for a moment long enough that Jinx started to wonder if her crew might run out of air before she found the space to respond. When she did, though, it was with the air of someone who didn't quite believe what she was hearing.
Why?
She asked.
Why what?
Jinx asked.
We're enemies,
the captain said, gesturing around herself and back at her crew.
We've spent the last 2 weeks hounding you from port to port trying to kill you, so why? You've killed plenty of Demaxian vessels, so why spare mine?
I don't care about your ship,
Jinx answered, waving the question off blithely.
Then why?
The captain snarled. Jinx shrugged, then scratched the back of her neck as she looked back at Yasuo, who was slumping into his chair, already apparently giving in to her madness. She gave him an only slightly apologetic smile before turning back to the captain and saying,
Because you're too pretty to die.
Color blossomed on the young captain's cheeks for a moment. Then a second later, she seemed to remember herself, stiffened, and said,
Fine. Spare my crew, fix our life support, and I will remand myself to you as your prisoner.
You got it, Blondie.
Jinx flashed a wide grin, nodded, then realized she hadn't asked something incredibly important.
Oh yeah, what's your name?
The captain blinked owlishly, then gave a weak laugh before saying,
Captain Luxana Nihilia Crown Guard III, but my friends call me Lux.
Lux,
Jinx repeated, then grinned wider as she said,
I like it. Sounds like gold.
Then she tapped her chest and said,
My name's Jinx. Stands for Jinx.
I'm aware, but I suppose it's a pleasure to properly meet you, Jinx,
Lux said blandly. Jinx opened her mouth to reply, but the words dried up as suddenly the world seemed to tilt grotesquely around her. And it wasn't like anything actually moved. It was just a sensation, an odd and pervasive feeling of something being wrong.
Papa?
Jinx turned slowly away from the hovering image of Captain Lux, looked past an exhausted Yasuo to a young girl, a toddler, standing in the doorway of the command deck. She had soft brown eyes and a mop of green hair, and she was staring at Jinx in confusion.
What the...
Jinx muttered, and Yasuo raised an eyebrow.
What's wrong?
He asked.
Who's the kid?
Yasuo sat up and looked behind him, then looked back at Jinx with a faint crease of worry on his brow.
What are you talking about?
The kid,
Jinx said, pointing at the door. Except she was gone. Somewhere between one heartbeat and another, the kid was gone. And for some irrational reason that launched Jinx's heart into her throat. And she swore as she sprinted from the pilot seat, past Yasuo and elbowed open the door to...
The text of this story is available on AO3. Music by Dot Matrix. If you would like me to record a story, voice over a character, get in touch using the contact information available on my website, which is located at samgabrielvo.com. And there you can find other stories that I've read, as well as a link to my Discord server, where I record things live for your enjoyment. And finally, as always, thank you for listening.